treat someone who breaks into convenience stores. Be honest about the severity. Is it mildly irritating, causing intimacy and love disruptions, creating family chaos? Is it causing damage or danger? This will help you to be ready for your action steps. Going deeper. What is driving the button pushing? Now, this requires a little more digging. As I have mentioned earlier, there are underlying character and personal traits that tend to influence a person to be a crazy maker. The life problem is generally a fruit of deeper matters. This isn't to say that she is not responsible for her behaviors and the trouble she causes. She is totally responsible, as we all are. All have sinned, says the Bible. However, total responsibility does not equate to total ability. Just because the addicted adult child is responsible for using drugs doesn't mean he has the power or wherewithal to become clean and sober. Just because the husband into porn is responsible for stopping doesn't mean he has the total capacity to stop. There are strong and dark forces moving in all of us, including believers in Christ. And we still need grace and love and support and truth, wisdom and time to mature into people who can change. That is a tough message of the Bible. We are responsible, but we cannot transform ourselves. This forces us to look outside of our own strength to God and to His answers to solve that dilemma. Your button pusher may not seem to be struggling to stop or even recognize that she has a problem. So she is even further from God's solution, as people who blind themselves do not seek Him to open their eyes. But whether or not your difficult person knows or admits he needs to change, he does. And yet he cannot truly transform without help and grace. Having said all that, you do need to look further than the behavior your button pusher is doing. You need to ask him to change more than the behavior. Otherwise, you run the risk of just seeing it again and again and again in different forms. Focus on the root, not just the fruit. Here are some possible causes or influences. To flesh this out, let's look again at our list of problems. This time, let's examine the possible causes or influences. I have listed a couple for each problem. One tends to be somewhat generous, the other is a little more serious. Your person could have elements of both, and there could be many more possible causes for each life problem. My boyfriend drinks too much. Well, he hasn't become an adult yet, or he's medicating internal pain. My ex-wife makes custody issues a nightmare. Well, she wants to punish me, or she's obsessive and over-concerned. My husband is withdrawn and distant. Well, he's unable to open up emotionally, or he's self-absorbed. My wife sees every problem as my fault and blames me. Well, she feels powerless and projects blame, or she refuses to look at her own contributions. Nothing I do is good enough for my boss. Well, he's critical, or he's isolated from relationship in his life.